Right now, let's talk sports. And let's talk about the New York Yankees ace. When he's good, he's great. In the first inning, when he's bad, he's terrible. Once again yesterday, lit up for 3 home runs, 6 runs in the first inning. In the first inning. And the Yankees go down to defeat 7-3. He has one bad inning in so many of his starts. It's just, and the rest of the time, he's dominant. It's amazing. Amazing. Well, in other scores, the Rays over the Blue Jays 3-2. The Phillies over the Braves 3-1. The Mariners over the Yankees, as we said, 7-3. The Astros over the Red Sox 6-1. In other major league scores, the Twins over the Tigers 4-1. Guardians 7, Diamondbacks 4. Orioles over the Rangers 6-3. White Sox over the Royals 4-1. The Mets pound the Nationals 9-5. Marlins over the Reds 3-0. Pirates over the Brewers 8-7. That's it. That's what we have in baseball. I mean, there's other sports news to talk about. The PGA Tour say they're vigorously going to defend against an antitrust lawsuit. Once again, the government going someplace it really shouldn't go. The NFL has decided to appeal Deshaun Watson's 6-game suspension. Not surprised. That's what unions do for their own members. It's pretty horrible, though. But along the same news out of the NFL, Christian Cavallari calls her marriage to Jay Cutler toxic and warns, don't ignore the red flags. End quote. It's a problem that doesn't only affect the NFL. It's a problem that we hoped would be we'd be over with. And that is the way women are treated. Doesn't matter whether it's in business, in sports, in schools. But especially when it comes to very wealthy people. People making good money. Seems like it seems to give them license to act like jerks. Oh, well, who knows? Who knows? Now, it was a big trade yesterday with San Diego getting Juan Soto. His comments were good luck to other pitchers. Listen. There's an old adage in baseball, Juan, and I'm gonna say this very slow. Good pitching beats good hitting. Look at the Astros. Look at any championship. Good pitching in a 7-game series will 9.9 times out of 10 beat good hitting. Look at the Yankees. They've won nearly 100 games 7 years in a row. I think the 1 year they didn't, they won 90-something. I made the World Series. Good pitching beats good hitting. Great pitching beats great hitting. If you don't have a pitching staff that can match up with the other club's pitching staff, doesn't matter how many bats or bombs you have, it's going to be hard to win the World Series. Just leave it that way. And Gerrit Cole, once again, his quote was, it doesn't feel good. No explanation. The Yankees are going to work out why. He seems to have one bad inning where he gives up a tremendous amount of runs. Oh, isn't it great, though, you can, as a sports fan, you get to complain about these things. And in the real world, does it mean anything? No. We have so much else to worry about. Let us use sports to get away from all that. And if Gerrit Cole gives up six runs, and if the Red Sox aren't having a good year, and if the Yankees don't win another World Series for a while, if the New York football Giants stink again, hey, it doesn't matter in the big scheme of things. All right, that's our check on sports this morning on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.